John Cusack calls on Bernie Sanders to unendorse Joe Biden in her open campaign. By Alana Mastrangelo on April 27, 2020. Actor John Cusack called on Senator Bernie Sanders, IVT, to rescind his endorsement for former Vice President Joe Biden's presidential campaign and reopen his campaign for president. "Bernie should unendorse and reopen his campaign," tweeted Cusack on Monday, citing the anti-Israel leader of the Women's March, Linda Sarsour, who apparently argued that New York set a precedent for President Donald Trump to postpone the November election when the state canceled its Democrat presidential primary over the Chinese coronavirus pandemic. Linda Sarsour, NY Board of Elections just set a precedent for Trump by actually canceling election, continued the 2012 and distorted actor in his tweet. "Bernie deserved to stay on ballot to amass delegates. DNC was cool, Biden was fine with it. They acted unilaterally and unstrategically," added Cusack, who is one of Senator Sanders' most outspoken celebrity supporters. Cusack's comments arrived on the same day that Sanders' campaign adviser Jeff Weaver released a statement scrutinizing the New York Board of Elections for canceling its presidential primary. "Today's decision by the state of New York Board of Elections is an outrage, a blow to American democracy, and must be overturned by the DNC," said Weaver, who also went on to claim that the president could use the coronavirus crisis to postpone the November election. "Well, he now has a precedent thanks to New York State," added Weaver. Weaver went on to suggest that Sanders' bid for the presidency isn't over, as his campaign was suspended, not ended. "While we understood that we did not have the votes to win the Democratic nomination, our campaign was suspended, not ended, because people in every state should have the right to express their preference," said Weaver. "No one asked New York to cancel the election. The DNC didn't request it. The Biden campaign didn't request it. And our campaign communicated that we wanted to remain on the ballot." The campaign adviser continued by calling for New York to switch to an all-vote-by-mail system. "Given that the primary is months away, the proper response must be to make the election safe, such as going to all-vote-by-mail, rather than to eliminating people's right to vote completely," said Weaver. "New York has clearly violated its approved delegate selection plan," he added. "If this is not remedied, New York should lose all its delegates to the 2020 Democratic National Convention, and there should be a broader review by the Democratic Party of New York's checked pattern of voter disenfranchisement." You can follow Alana Mastrangelo on Twitter at @rmastrangelo and on Instagram.